4. Chamberlain. Chamberlain rode slowly forward into the western sun. It was soft, green country, a land of orchards and good big barns. Here and there along the road, people came out to see the troops go by, and there were a few cheers, but most of the people were silent and glum, not hostile, apprehensive. The sight was depressing. Some of them were selling food to the troops. One farmer had a stand offering cold milk for sale at outrageous prices, and after Chamberlain was passed, there was a scuffle, and some of the men requisitioned the milk and told him to charge it to the U.S. government. Chamberlain heard but did not look back. It was beginning to be very hot, and Chamberlain closed his eyes to let the salt sweat gather in the corners of his eyelids and wiped it away and rode with his eyes closed, himself tucked away back in the dark under his hat. When he opened his eyes again, the day was violently bright and very dusty, and so he rode half asleep, eyes partly closed, dreaming. At noon, they reached the Pennsylvania border. Now there were more people, and they were much more friendly, and the band behind struck up Yankee Doodle. Now the farmers began to hand out free food. Chamberlain smelled fresh bread baking. A very pretty young girl with long blonde hair rushed up to him and pressed a warm cake into his hand, and he was embarrassed. The regiment greeted the girl with cheers. It was good to be first in line, no dust ahead. Chamberlain swiveled in the saddle and looked back down the road, and there, down in the dust, like a huge blue snake, came the whole Fifth Corps along the winding road, some men on horses riding high in black hats among the tilting flags. More bands were playing. Chamberlain wiped sweat from his eyes. It was time to dismount. A good officer rode as little as possible. He got down from the horse and began to march along in the dust, in the heat. Near him, he could hear Tom Chamberlain talking to one of the new men from the 2nd Maine, explaining the ways of this regiment. Tom was proud, but not too proud. The 2nd Maine had seen more action. Chamberlain thought of Tom, and his mind wandered back to Maine. Young Tom lost in the dark of winter. A long search, mother crying. We never found him. He survived out there and came back himself, a grinning kid with a bright red nose, never once afraid. One of the things you get to know, Tom Chamberlain was saying, is that this here brigade has got its own special bugle call. You ever heard tell of Dan Butterfield? General Butterfield, what was with Hooker? Right, same man. Well, he used to be our brigade commander. They say he was a pistol. No man like him for having a good time. He gave a lewd wink, suggestion of coarseness. Well, I don't know about that, but he liked to write bugle calls. Trouble with his army is too many bugle calls. Call for artillery and infantry and get up and eat and retreat and all that, and it got a mite confusing. So old Dan Butterfield wrote a call for this here brigade, special. If there was an order for this brigade, well, somebody else would be blowing his blame bugle and we'd think it was for us, only it wasn't. But we would follow the order anyway, and next thing you know, we'd be in trouble. That happened to us once, the main man said. Half the regiment charged and the other half retreated. You had your choice, he chuckled. Seems a good system, come to think of it. Well, in this brigade, we got a special call. You hear that call and you know the next call is for you. Goes like this. Bum, 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 bum. We call it Dan Butterfield. Just like this. Dan, 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 Butterfield, Butterfield. The main man said glumly, in the middle of a fight, I'm supposed to remember that. It's easy if you remember. He sang it again. Dan, 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 Butterfield, Butterfield. The main man said. Old Butterfield wrote a lot of bugle calls. You know Butterfield's lullaby? Butterfield's what? Tom hummed a few bars of what was still known as Butterfield's lullaby, but which the army would later know as Taps, and which now had no connotation of death, which simply meant rest for the night. Rest after a long day in the dust and the sun, with the bugles blaring. and Joshua Chamberlain, listening, thought of the sound of Butterfield's lullaby coming out of the dark through a tent flap, with the campfires burning warm and red in the night. And Chamberlain thought, you can grow to love it. Amazing. Chamberlain let his eyes close down to the slits, retreating within himself.